And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the most hopeful developments in last month's election occurred when the state's seven largest counties, Buncombe, Cumberland, Durham, Forsyth, Guilford, Mecklenburg, and Wake, all elected African-American sheriffs. Five, Buncombe, Cumberland, Guilford, Durham, and Forsyth, did so for the first time. In Pitt County, the state's 14th largest, voters elected Paula Dance as the first black female sheriff. Since then, the new sheriffs in Wake and Mecklenburg counties have taken the important and long overdue step of ending or pledging to end the destructive 287G program in which local law enforcement agencies engage in federal immigration enforcement activities. Thank goodness. As Karen Anderson of the ACLU of North Carolina observed in response to Mecklenburg Sheriff Gary McFadden's recent announcement ending the program, quote, "Voters made it clear that Mecklenburg County should not help fuel the Trump administration's anti-immigrant agenda. The 287G program encourages widespread racial profiling, diverts local law enforcement resources, and harms relationships between local law enforcement and the communities they serve." With the recent announcements, only a small handful of North Carolina counties remain in the immigrant deportation business. Let's hope that very soon the number is zero. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.